Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Because I gotta!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
My official title on the website is Contemporary of Jim Rohn. That would be me.
Good man always knows his limitations.
Jeff Lutz.
That was good. I don't care who you are.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Sounds like a damn monster movie.
We are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Happy to have you along with us. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting. Let's get right to it. We've got Dylan Schmidt, head football coach at Andale. They are unbeaten. They are on fire. They have Holcomb coming up Friday night in Andale, a 6 o'clock tip, as Andale attempts to get back to the 3A state championship game. Hey, Dylan, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Well, I'm going to jump right into what I'm curious about. You had Cheney last weekend, and you beat them 52-14. We know what happened last year. They got you a couple times in both comeback wins. What did it feel like playing that game, and how satisfying was it to get that one?
Yeah, there's nothing better than revenge. So no, I mean, it was a heck of a deal. Our kids were as excited as they've ever been for a game. Heck, they were probably more excited about that than some state championship games we've played in. And credit to Cheney. I mean, that's what makes a great rivalry is that, you know, they kicked our butt the year before, and obviously our kids didn't like it. So they were hungry and motivated to play them again, and it worked out. And we couldn't have played much better. So a lot of fun.
Yeah, we know about all the state championships you've won. I think you've lost four games in 8 years. It looks like you're at least a pretty strong favorite to go win another one this year. Is it always as easy as it looks? Is there ever a year where you go into, you know, the season questioning, like, who we lost this guy, who might step up, or even a game where you feel like that? Has that ever happened to you?
I deal with stuff every day. yeah, I mean, there's just, you know, there's so many things that go into it. And what people don't realize is the things that you do a year in advance factor in right now. Making sure kids are in the weight room, you know, getting kids to attend summer stuff, so on and so forth. And so I would compare it to parenting where, you know, every day there's something to deal with little Johnny or little Sally. And you got to take it head on and you got to be on it. And so a lot of credit to our staff, a lot of credit to our parents. You know, football is important here. They want them to be good. They want them to be part of it. And they want them to be coached too. And I think that's rare nowadays that, you know, we can push on our kids and it's for a good reason. You know, so, you know, you put all those things together and then you see the product and, you know, you run out there and say, wow, this looks easy. And I can tell you when the season's done, I'm exhausted and, but I say all that, and there's people that are doing the similar things right at other places, and they're not having the success. And so I know too that we're lucky to be where we're at with a good product every day that comes in, and so I don't take it for granted.
Dylan Schmidt with us from Andale High School. Again, they have Holcomb coming up Friday night. A good football team, or they wouldn't be where they're at. And then on the other side, in the East, you've got unbeaten Wellsville playing once beaten Topeka Hayden. So it gets more interesting here. However, you have outscored three playoff opponents so far, 177-21. You've had a lot of good teams, Dylan. I don't want to ask you to rank this one, but how good is this one? That's sort of my way of asking you to rank it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I think it's as good as any team we've ever had. But, you know, we'll see how we finish. But it's probably one of the most fun years I've ever had, without a doubt. And you might say, well, geez, why is that? It's because of the victories and all that. No, it's because of the, you know, some years you deal with, you know, issues. Kids being jealous that they didn't get enough carries or whatever it may be, stuff behind the scenes. I've had little to none of that, and it's credit to our kids that they're, you know, team first, and, you know, we try to beat it into them and pound it into them. But, you know, it's just the senior group's been unbelievable. 16 seniors, you know, and they all want to play and they all want to get carries and all those things. And I haven't heard one gripe or complaint from any of them. And, you know, that's tough because, you know, as the games have been flow, you know, kids want their due, right, because they put in their time. And then we try to do the best we can, but it's a complicated deal. And, you know, our worst summer attendance for our seniors, we had one kid, the worst kid was 97% attendance. So when you're dealing with those type of kids, great things happen. And so it's been a ton of fun.
So I think maybe the three most surprising outcomes of your season, at least from a score standpoint, of the last 2 weeks against Cheney and Clay Center, and then obviously that early game against Wellington that you won 56-48. And I think that was the most points Andale's ever allowed, which is just crazy. What was that game like, and why do you think Wellington was that team that kind of stayed with you?
Yeah, I mean, number one, I give credit to Wellington. They got a really good team, and sometimes it's about matchups. They were able to throw it and do some really good things. Offensively, you know, we scored, I think, almost every time we touched the ball, but defensively, we just couldn't figure it out. And part of that is because we really didn't know our personnel and where we wanted to play. We were trying some different things defensively, and we blew two coverages where literally there's nobody around, and they score on those. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Wellington. You know, would love to play them again, and I think it would be a different outcome in terms of the score. But, you know, they're a good group, and, you know, I think that was good for us in the long run. I think it got the kids' attention. I think it got our staff's attention that, hey, we need to do things better. I mean, we had kind of a, whatever you want to say, a powwow with all of our coaches that, hey, we need to do a better job here. We're not getting it done type of deal. And so in the end, it all worked out. I mean, yeah, that's just how sports go. You know, I'm amazed at what KU's done the last couple of weeks. I'm amazed at what K-State's done on the negative side. And you got to come ready every week. And as you know, there's a lot of good players and teams and all that, and they want to beat you. And so, like I said, in the end, I think it was a really good thing for us.
Miller Schmidt with us, Andale and Holcomb, Friday night in Andale, 6 o'clock kickoff. We mentioned how dominant you've been, not just all year, but in the playoffs. Holcomb, meanwhile, has won three games in the playoffs, outscoring their opponents 43-28. They are obviously coming to Andale hoping they can slow down your offense with some confidence in a team that's really played good defense this year. Tell us what you've seen on Holcomb.
Yeah, number one, they're big up front. You know, and they got some good skill kids. I assume they're brothers, the two Johnson boys, one at quarterback and then one at running back, and so got some good skill guys too. And well coached, Trey Teeter, younger guy, or younger than me, I guess. And you know, his dad's been out there forever, Kent Teeter, and so they won some championships, I think, there when Trey was playing quarterback for him. And so, you know, it's kind of a family affair. And I've gotten to know Trey over the years just at different meetings, and he'll do a great job. And that's done a great job out there. You know, well, much of the same for us in terms of what we need to do to win. Take care of the ball and play good defense. But you're right. I mean, they have not allowed a lot of points, you know, defensively there. Played number one Rock Creek seed and beat them, and then played the number one seed Scott City and beat them. And, you know, the Marysville group looked to be a really good group and beat them. And so they're doing a lot of good things out there. I like our chances. We can take care of the ball, and we haven't given up big plays defensively. And I know those are all kind of cliches, but, you know, that's definitely been the recipe for our success, is take care of the football and, you know, make them earn it defensively. And if we can continue to do that, then we'll be in good shape.
I'm going to try to ask this question in a way that makes sense, because I kind of just thought of it. But, you know, we know that a lot of people, just about everybody in Andale, really loves football. But, and we also know that you've had so many families come through, and brothers and fathers and sons over the years that have played for Andale. I'm just curious, like, when you observe that and families bonding over that and it being passed down from one generation to the next, what that means to the team, the program, the community, and what you see from those families that football is so important to them.
Yeah, I think the one word that comes to mind is just pride. I think there's a lot of prideful people out here, and pride in a good way. You know, they want their kids to do a good job, whatever they decide to do, whether it's football or sports or their job or whatever, and they expect them to do it right way. And you see that as the generations, you know, or the siblings come through. You know, it's funny, the kind of the brother rivalry that we've had. You know, I was just teasing Cooper Marks this morning in here, and Cooper's been had an unbelievable year for us at fullback. Well, his brother, Riley, who was an absolute stud for us, he posted on his Instagram him up at K-State. He cleaned 425 pounds for a single repetition, which is incredible. It might be a K-State record for track and field. And so I was teasing Cooper. I said, yeah, we lost the strong march, and now we got the runt as a family. And, you know, just kind of giving the business a little bit, and he's laughing and saying different things and dogging Riley. And so you kind of see that kind of that, you know, guys are prideful and they want to be the, you know, the best of the family or whatever you want to say. But, you know, in general, it's been really good because there's expectation there from parents, from grandparents, from brother and sister or whatever it is. And, you know, and it's in a good way. And so, you know, if you look at our roster year in, year out, it's usually the same names.
Dylan, really appreciate you coming on the show. Best of luck. Not that you need it. Coming up Friday against Holcomb. And we'll talk with you soon and hope that you get to the 3A title game.
Hey, I got to give a shout-out to my man Lynn Hibbs. He's listening right now. He's the old Wellington coach, and he's the guy I replaced down there. And so he said if I didn't give him a shout-out, he would give me no more coaching expertise. So I wanted to make sure I got that.
How dare you call him old?
So, no, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Thank you. Dylan Schmidt and Dale, high school football coach.
Lynn Hibbs listens to our show? That's crazy.
Well, Lynn Hibbs is a guy I've known forever.
Dylan Schmidt did replace him at Wellington. That's a part of his history that we don't.
That Hibbs group is they're the legendary family in Wellington.
I get it.
They go way back.
I understand.
I knew their father and their mother. That's how far back I go. Lynn, if you're listening.
Well, we were just told he was a whippersnapper.
Teach him something.
Who, me?
Talking about you, yeah.
I don't know. It's been decades since I've interacted with Lynn Hibbs.
You have interacted?
I mean, I covered Wellington games back in the day.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
And good luck to Ann Dale and all of our area teams. We like promoting high school sports, especially football and basketball. I'm not going to lie to you. We don't do a whole lot in the other sports.
We do occasionally, though.
Occasionally, but not very often.
But occasionally.
You don't.
We've had track people on, soccer, volleyball.
When they get to the state, we do our best. Listen, I only have a limited amount of time here.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're giving it to football and basketball. That's cool.
Well, I think those are the sports that most people care the most about.
Seems like it, sure.
That's been the case for as long as I've been doing
every
that.
Every sport and everything has its own community.
Yeah, Scott, you got your audience no matter what you're doing. The professional Tiddlywinks has a following.
It does?
Did you ever play Tiddlywinks?
I'm sure I've played it. Why is that coming
up? Well, I just wondered if you've ever played it. Do you even know how to play it?
Yeah, you bounce a ball, you pick up the things.
No, that's jacks, you dumb.
Aren't they the same?
I sometimes I like setting you up to see if you know anything.
I don't know then. Tiddlywinks, what was it?
Tiddlywinks is where you have a cup and you...
You bounce the thing?
No, you don't bounce it. You try to flip it.
Yeah, same thing.
You know, you flip it.
Into the cup.
Yeah, into the cup.
Yeah, I've played that.
I used to play Tiddlywinks all the time.
Oh, I'm sure. You cleaned up.
I had a Tiddlywinks set.
Wow. That's something you should admit on the radio.
Well, I did.
That's cool, I guess.
We didn't have video games and telephones. We had to improvise.
You also have a magic kit?
I did have a magic
kit. Of course you did. You're a big
But I didn't do very well with it. I had an Erector set. I had a magic kit.
You had a what?
An Erector set. You don't know what that is?
Did you like making what are those things called? That you drop the ball and they flipping, falling.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's named after somebody. Someone help me out.
I had a chemistry set.
You?
Yeah.
God, what a dork.
What do you mean, what a dork?
Nothing, just nothing.
I had an electric football game, which was terrible.
I don't understand how that was
even
played.
I had a electric, what do you call them, a train set.
Model train.
And we set it up in my living room.
What an unfortunate childhood
you had. What do you mean? Those are things we did as kids.
Didn't you play Strat-O-Matic?
I had Strat-O-Matic. I had a game called Basket.
Yeah, we've all heard that. Let's not. Let's not.
Why don't you enjoy my storytelling?
Do you want to hear what games I exactly?
You had you had Mario Brothers and none of that stuff mattered.
It didn't?
No.
It did to a large swath of people.
What were you doing to entertain yourself at 7 or 8 years old? What were you doing?
I don't know. That's about when I got a Nintendo. We played outside a bunch, dug in the sandbox.
What sandbox?
Well, we had one in the backyard on Sheridan in that tire.
I had one.
You had one. Okay, well, sorry. I played in the adult sandbox.
No, I played. I made that sandbox.
You put sand in a tire.
Well, I made it.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Vaguely.
What do you mean you made
it? It's a long... Well, I made it.
What do you mean? You went and bought sand.
I bought sand. I bought the tire.
Where'd you get the tire from?
I don't remember.
It's a big tire.
I don't remember where I got it from. But, you know, that's what I did. I created things for you to play in.
One.
Get you out of the house.
We had good times.
Who's we?
Well, me and my sister, my friends, everybody.
Your friends came and played in the sand?
Well, we went to the babysitter, and I had friends there. Matt Raymond, remember him?
Love Matt Raymond.
What's he up to these days?
No clue. What's that Sullivan kid up to?
Mark Sullivan? I was Facebook friends with him for a while, maybe 10 years ago or so. I don't know what he's up to.
I told you I saw his mother somewhat recently. And his father even more recently. Just came out of the blue.
How did you know that it was them?
They knew me.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. I haven't aged a bit.
Because his dad was... He's not a guy that really stands out in the crowd.
But you understand that I haven't aged a bit.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, I look... They said that. Boy, you were easy to pick out.
So, wow, you looked 70 30 years ago.
Do you get a kick out of saying mean things like that?
Well, when you set yourself up for it, yeah, I kind of do.
I don't understand why that appeals to you.
I don't know. Just, you know, you place yourself on a pedestal, and I think you should be down here on the ground with the rest of us.
What's your game today?
Little game.
We'll come back and play it. How
Max,
about that?
Max plays.
Max is going to participate. We'll have a game for you. This is KFH Radio, the Bob and Jeff Show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
It is.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It's time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. Jeff comes up with a game. Max and I play it. I almost always win, although Max is riding a one-game winning streak. I got to do something about that. What's the name of this game?
It's just I'm going to name two things. You're going to tell me which started.
Well, give the game a name.
Which came first. There you go.
There you go. Which came first.
There's the name of the game.
I want a name for every game from now on.
We'll see. Which came first. That's the name of the game. Max is defending champion. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first. Why not?
All right, we're going to start in TV, then we're going to go to movies, and then albums, and then people. From these are almost all from the 70s. There's a couple that dip into the 60s, though.
Good, I was alive.
And
which came first?
Which started first? Which was on the air first? Happy Days or Three's Company?
Happy Days.
That is correct. Would you like to guess?
So easy.
The year.
1974.
What do you get if you get the year?
1974 is correct. Would you like to guess the year for Three's Company?
1976.
Ah, 77. But you start off with a big two.
Well, that's not fair.
Why?
I don't know. I'll think of a reason. What's mine?
Here's yours. You get One Life to Live or General Hospital. Which came first?
One Life to Live.
That's incorrect.
This game is rigged.
Everybody knew General Hospital came first.
Do I get to name the year?
You can try to name the year, sure.
For One Life to Live.
Both. And remember, General Hospital did come first.
1977.
Incorrect. Would you like to get... What was that for?
For General Hospital.
No, that's incorrect. What about One Life to Live?
1975.
Incorrect. 63 for General Hospital.
What? I thought you said these are in the 70s.
I said a few dipped
into... He immediately
into
the, just threw me...
I said a few dip into the 60s.
I didn't hear that.
Well, I said a few dip into the 60s. Very few.
So I get one that dipped into the 60s.
Yeah.
Well, that's completely unfair.
I'll tell you next time one dips into the 60s and we can at least make it easier. But this one does it, Max. Which came first, Taxi or Dukes of Hazzard?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Incorrect.
Really?
Taxi.
Yes, Taxi.
Do I get a point?
No, you don't. But you can guess the years, Max, for Taxi and Dukes of Hazzard.
I can see Barbara. I can see the Bach. Daisy Duke. 1980.
Incorrect. What about Taxi?
He just told you the 70s, Max.
It must have been 79. Then Taxi was 1980.
No, 78, 79. Taxi was first. Which came first, Little House on the Prairie or MASH?
MASH.
Yeah, that's correct. What year do you think MASH came out?
Oh, I wish I had this one.
1975.
Incorrect. No. What about Little House on the Prairie?
1977.
Incorrect. MASH, 72. Little House on the Prairie, 74.
Doggone it.
Max.
Hello.
Good Times or All in the Family? Which came first?
All in the Family came first.
That is correct. What year for All in the
1971.
Family?
1971.
That's correct. Max is pretty good at that. And what about Good Times?
Well, yeah, you're giving him the
Good Times. '74.
Yes, that's correct.
You're
this
giving
guy,
him the biggest shows.
This guy. Yeah, MASH wasn't a big show. All right, we go now to movies. And you get the three this time instead of two. Saturday Night Fever or Grease? Which came first?
What do you mean I get three instead of two?
Well, in the television category, Max got three and you got two. This category, movies, you get three, Max gets two.
I don't understand.
There's five each in each category.
Saturday Night Fever or Grease?
Yes. Which came first?
Well, Saturday Night Fever came first because that made John Travolta a superstar.
That's correct. What year do you think that came about?
1976.
Ooh, incorrect. What about Grease?
1976.
No, they didn't come both. Saturday Night Fever, 77. Grease, 78.
Darn it.
Max.
I got a point, though, right?
Yeah, you got a point. It's 5-2. Max,
hello.
Rocky 2 or The Godfather Part 2?
God's so easy.
Oh, Godfather Part 2. Rocky 2.
Incorrect. You should have stuck with your original answer. What year did Godfather 2 come out?
75.
Incorrect. And what about Rocky 2? What year?
77.
Incorrect. It was 74 for The Godfather 2.
I knew that.
Rocky 2, 1979. A little bit of a difference there.
Oh, yeah. I should have known. Every 3 years he did a Rocky.
All right. The next one is for Bob. Blazing Saddles or Animal House? Which came first?
I'm reading Tim Matheson's book right now. It's great.
That's Blazing Saddles.
That's correct. Would you like to venture a guess?
1974.
That's correct. What about Animal House?
1976.
Ooh, 78. But you did, it's 5-4 now.
We should see if we can get Tim Matheson.
In that round.
He's doing the book thing,
Bob. Don't care about Tim Matheson.
He's
I'm here to win the game. Couldn't care less about Tim
Matheson.
Great
book. Damn glad to meet you.
Max, Airport or Airplane? Which came out first?
Airport with Dean Martin.
Yes, that's correct. The year for Airport.
Dean Martin. 1971.
Incorrect. What about Airplane?
Airplane was later with Kareem. He was still in the box. 72.
No.
Later.
1970, 1980.
That's a big disparity.
Pretty big.
Next.
But it was fun. Airport, Airplane, you know, I just went with the wordplay. Which came first, Rumors or Hotel California? We're now into albums. Did I skip one?
Yeah, you did skip one. I was supposed to get three movies.
You were supposed to get three movies. I did skip one. Here's the one I skipped. Jaws or The Exorcist? Which came first?
That's a tough one. The Exorcist.
That is correct.
1974.
Incorrect.
What?
What about Jaws?
1973.
What about Jaws?
1974.
Incorrect. It was 73 and 75.
I disagree.
I'm telling you, when they came out. So, Max, we go to you for music, and I'll tee that one back up. Rumors or Hotel California? Which came first?
Hotel California came out December 76.
Yep. And what year did Rumors come out?
1977.
So that's correct.
Gosh, why didn't I get that one? You give him the...
Well, he chose to go first. I'm just going down the list, man.
You're not first, you're last.
If you would have second, you would have gotten that one. Exactly. All right, here's The Wall or Wish You Were Here. Which came out first? These are
that's easy.
Pink Floyd albums.
Pink Floyd.
And this is not the 70s. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I apologize.
Wish You Were Here came first.
Yes, that's correct. What year do you think that was?
72.
Incorrect.
70.
The Wall.
The Wall came out in 75.
Incorrect. Yeah, 77 for Wish You Were Here and 79 for The Wall. Max, Abbey Road or...
Oh, God. This is... Who do I talk to?
Abbey Road or Pet Sounds?
Oh, Pet Sounds came first.
Yes, that's correct.
Who do I talk to
what
about
year?
This?
I want to say late 65 for Pet Sounds, I think. December, like 65?
Came out in 66.
Well, that's wrong,
early.
Man.
Yeah, it's wrong. What about Abbey
69.
Road?
69. Abbey Road came out in 69.
Yes, that's correct.
I can't believe who oversees this.
Well, I just made a game
because Max gets all the easy ones. What's next for me?
Tommy by The Who or Jimi Hendrix's "Are You Experienced," which came out first?
Oh, come on, Bob, that's easy.
These are not from the '70s.
Had to be Tommy.
Incorrect.
Tommy came out in 68.
Incorrect.
67. Jimi Hendrix came out in 67.
Incorrect. 67.
Yeah, that's what I
for
said.
For Are You Experienced?
Right.
69 for Tommy.
That's what I said.
No,
67
you
for Jimi Hendrix.
No, you didn't.
Yes, he did. No, he did. Well, he did, Jeff.
He did?
I did.
Yes.
Okay, well, then he gets a point.
This is my point.
Now, Bob.
I don't think that's
nothing
what he
to
said.
Do with the points you're giving.
Bob.
This is my point.
I want you to listen to Tommy
with a candle
burning.
I don't think you're being on the up and up with me.
Right, Jeff?
You'll see your entire future.
Yeah, that's right.
Max, The Doors' self-titled album or Rolling Stones' Let It Bleed?
Oh, Rolling God. Stones or Let It Bleed? The Doors' first album came out in 67.
Yeah, that's correct. And you get 69. Both of those points. What about... Yes, Max is
so
just,
easy.
He's just crushing you in this.
We'll go to something else.
The working title for Let It Bleed was Sticky Fingers, you know.
We are going with People. Who was born first, Matt Damon or Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
And that's correct. What year do you think he was born?
72.
Yeah, that's correct. What about Matt Damon?
73.
74.
Da! Got it.
Oh, you knew Ben Affleck's birthday. I don't even think J-Lo knows it.
He was close. I mean, he just guessed it. All right, Max, here you go.
What's the score?
A lot to not as much. Max has 5, 6, 7, 9, 12, 14, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 14 to 9.
Well, you've missed a couple.
I don't think I have. But okay, I missed. He's 14, 11, whatever. Max, Kevin Garnett or Kobe Bryant? Who was born first?
So easy.
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, that's correct.
Came out of high school.
Years, please.
Oh, came out of high school. 78. I don't know how old Kevin Garnett was.
Incorrect. Kobe Bryant?
1980. I have no idea.
76 and 78. Bob, here's one you'll love. Tupac or the Notorious B.I.G.?
Who
was born first? We know who died first.
B.I.G.
Incorrect. What year do you think Tupac was born?
He'd probably be 50, close to 50. 70. I'll just go with 50. 73.
Well, that'd be 74, but...
74.
No.
What is it?
Well, what about Notorious B.I.G.?
75.
Biggie Smalls, they called him. It was 71 and 72.
You know how you know you're old, Bob? Tomorrow will be 50 years since I first saw Elton John. To the very day.
Ugh. Well, that's a long time ago.
Oh, I'm old.
Max, who was born first? Mariah Carey or Celine Dion?
So easy.
Celine Dion. She's about 100.
Okay, what are the years?
Good grief. Oh. She's 74, and the other chick's 39. Chick. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Celine Dion, I'll say 72.
Incorrect. What about Mariah Carey?
77.
68 for Celine Dion, 70 for Mariah Carey.
Wasn't her husband lurking Bob around?
If Bob isn't already apoplectic... He will be after this. Bill Gates or Steve Jobs? Who was born first?
Well, that's I should be able to get that. I got to think about it for a minute. Bill Gates is a little older.
So who was born first?
Bill Gates.
Incorrect.
What's wrong?
What year for Steve Jobs?
What year for Steve Jobs?
Yeah, what year do you think he was born?
He would have been, I'm sure, in his 60s by now. 58.
Incorrect. What about Bill Gates?
56.
55 for both. Let's take a break.
Why'd you put people in the 50s? You told us this was all 70s.
Yeah, I did.
With maybe a 60 here and there. This is a game that was set up. And I'm not amused by it.
Steve Jobs, February of 55. Bill Gates, October of 55.
Was that game set up for me to fail? Yes or no?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Max just steamrolled you.
Well, why'd you include older people?
I don't know. They were connected. I didn't even think about the years in that one.
Well, but you told us at the outset.
I did, but you got the decade right.
Jose Siri traded
to
from the Rays to the Mets.
Hmm.
Not a big deal.
Thought you were going to say guards because
not
you were...
a big deal. But there you go.
Who? What?
Here's future Bob. Oh. Bob, welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
Uh-oh. What happened to Bob over the last couple of weeks that he needs to be looking out for in 10 years?
I just been listening to the show. Hey, I don't know. You guys probably heard this. You guys always looking on the internet. I heard Mr. Smith, the coach at Andale, might be in line for the Bishop Carroll football job. I heard Dusty Trail retired. Have you guys
Dusty Trail did retire.
Huh?
You know, I hadn't heard that. My first inclination is to say, why would he leave Andale? But
that'd be mine, too.
You never know. Right, Bob?
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine graduated Carroll 71, and he was telling me on the phone that's what he's been hearing.
That's interesting.
Interesting. That seems like conjecture, because who – I mean,
well, Bob's friend isn't into conjecture.
But Dylan Schmidt is pretty busy right now. I don't think he's worrying about the Carroll job.
Well, maybe he's got a good source. I don't know.
We do know there's a heavy Catholic population, and
we know Bishop Carroll is going to do whatever it can to get back on top. Right? Sure, Bob.
I heard.
What do you like about this show, Bob?
Seeing how you used to be.
Let him talk.
You guys always give.
Don't say you guys.
Yeah, both of us.
Does Jeff give you anything?
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot. I think you ought to call KWCH, get old Jeff on that Sports Sunday. That's a pretty good show.
I was on that at one time.
I think Jeff. Yeah, I think Jeff could do just as good as that TJ Cleveland and that other guy.
Yeah, he's a scrub.
Well, I mean, those guys are rookies. They ought to have me and Jeff on there, don't you think?
Well, that was
Pitts, man. You didn't want to do it.
I always had the Eagle paper when you always wrote about the Shockers and all that. I thought you were a damn good sports writer. And heck,
Bob, I
of course he did.
I simply love you, which means I'll love myself in 5 or 6 years.
Oh, yeah. And I remember reading articles from Jeff there when Joanna Chadwick and him worked for the Eagle. I remember that.
Thank you.
They weren't quite as good, were they?
Well, no, I thought they were both good.
Bob, we love you. Thanks for calling. We
Bob
always
is the best.
Okay, take her easy.
Bob should call every day.
Now, there's a guy who makes our show better.
Yeah, we should have a little segment
for
him.
I hope he knows that. Like, I hope he knows that.
I think he does. I think he gets it.
That's the kind of caller that, like, Pastor Mike and Skinnerd and – did I just say Skinnerd? Skinnerd makes the show better
when he
calls. And those folks, Dennis back in the day. What's the kid's name?
What kid?
The kid who unfortunately passed away.
Dan Barber?
Dan Barber. He always made the show better. So, yeah, you miss those people.
I think I might lobby to get on Sports Sunday again.
I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, we'll see.
I just don't.
I liked it. I had fun with it.
I don't think it's necessary.
Maybe a little personality there.
I think you just roll with what you do. You look good off camera.
Thank you. I agree. What's so funny?
I just find myself
funny. What was funny about that? Explain that.
You look good off camera.
What does that mean? But what does it mean?
That means you look good when you're not on camera.
What do I look like on camera?
You know.
Interesting. Is there a difference?
You know, you have a look.
Face for TV?
Well, I didn't say that. You've got a look.
What is it?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I don't watch Sports Sunday.
Well, it's on a little late.
Well, I don't watch it. The last thing I need in my world is to be up late Sunday
night. You didn't even really watch it when I was on it.
I watched it. I recorded it.
It was good stuff, wasn't it?
Good.
Until that one guy came in and ruined everything.
What guy?
The guy who was on the show with me the last time I was on and ruined everything.
Who was that?
He works for another station.
Well, I don't know who that could have been. Can you tell me off the air?
It's not Shane.
Don't get your stuff messed up here.
No, nothing's gonna get messed up.
Don't burn any bridges.
I don't care if I do.
Yeah, we care. We don't want to burn bridges. We feel like everybody else in this media rat race is giving it their best shot, just like we are.
Of course they are.
We're not here to mock or diminish what anybody else is doing.
No, they all do great jobs.
And that's how I feel about it. Congratulations to you.
Of course.
If you're out there.
Yeah.
Don't be petty.
Who, me?
Yes.
I wasn't.
My goodness.
But, man.
We'll see you tomorrow. It'll be Duda and Jeff. I'm out of here. I don't know if I'll be back. Check in Thursday.
Okay,
you
we will.
You can see then. Bye.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.